Week 1, Wednesday, Matins. Please, Master, open my lips, and my mouth will sing your praises. Come, let us pay our worship to the Master who made us. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing Yahweh a song. Let us shout our joy to the rock who keeps us safe. Let us come to him with thanks and sing loud, happy psalms to him. Come, let us pay our worship to the Master who made us. Because Yahweh is a great God and the great King over all the gods. The deep abysses of the earth belong to him, and the mountaintops are his as well. The sea is his because he made it, and so is the land his hands have formed. Come, let us pay our worship to the Master who made us. So come, let us bow down and worship, kneeling before Yahweh who made us too. Because he is our God, and we are the people in his pasture, the sheep his hand leads on. Come, let us pay our worship to the Master who made us. Today is the day for you to listen to his voice. Do not dig in your heels as you did at Meribah, as you acted on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers provoked me and tormented me, though they had seen what I had done. Come, let us pay our worship to the Master who made us. For 40 years I put up with that crowd, saying, they are a people with wandering hearts, with no idea of what I expect of them. And so I swore in my exasperation, they will not enter my rest. Come, let us pay our worship to the Master who made us. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us pay our worship to the Master who made us. Whose is that face that looks back from the glass? Do I know him? It seems we never met, but still he was there yesterday. I get confused and wonder, who am I? I pass through life as other people, blades of grass that populate a field. Still, friends don't fret at who I am. They know me well. And yet, who do they know? Which member of this class? Not one. You haven't been yourself since you were born in spirit and in water. He is you now. You are he. And what that means, you'll learn among all those familiar scenes that follow death. For now, its faith must see that that's the self to which you must be true. First Nocturne. I love you, Master, my strength. Psalm 18, Part 1. I love you, Yahweh, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my rescue, my God, my might, the one I put my trust in, my shield, the horn on my head that protects me, my citadel. I call on Yahweh, praise him, and I am safe from my enemies. I was in mortal agony. Oceans of depravity struck terror into me. I could see all round me the land below the earth. I was caught in the snares of death. In my anguish I called on Yahweh. I shouted to my God, and he heard my voice from his temple. My cry reached as far as his ears. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I love you, Master, my strength. The Master saved me. He wanted me for his own. Part 2. And then the earth shook and rocked. The mountains' bases quaked and reeled. And in his fury, smoke rose from his nostrils, and ravaging fire came out of his mouth, setting coals ablaze with its heat. He bent the heavens and came down on them with darkness under his feet. He mounted a cherub and took off, flying on the wings of the wind. He hid in the darkness, black water, a canopy all round him, the thick dark clouds in the sky. The brightness in front of him was covered with clouds, spewing hailstones and blazing coals. Then Yahweh thundered from heaven. The supreme God uttered his voice amid the hailstones and blazing coals. He shot out these arrows and scattered the enemy. Lightning from everywhere demolished them. You could even see the ocean bed. The very foundations of the earth came into view when you roared your menace, Yahweh, and the blast from your furious breath. And then from up there you grasped me and pulled me out of the swirling ocean. You rescued me from my mighty enemy, from the people who hated me and were far too strong for me. They attacked me on the day I was down, but Yahweh was my protection. He pulled me out into freedom and saved me because I pleased him. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master saved me. He wanted me for his own. Please, Master, light a light to guide me and scatter my darkness. Part 3. And Yahweh rewarded me for my virtue. He gave me the payment that my clean hands earned. Yes, I have kept Yahweh's ways and have not in depravity strayed from my God. Everything he pronounced was always before me. I did not turn aside from his regulations, and so I had nothing to accuse myself of before him. I kept myself from corruption, and that is why Yahweh repaid me. He did it because of my virtue, because my hands were clean in his sight. You show yourself merciful to those who show mercy. You deal sincerely with those who are sincere, purely with those who are pure. But with the shifty you are shrewd, because you will rescue the little people, but you deflate those who look down their noses. And you are the one who lights my lamp. My God Yahweh is the one who brightens my darkness. With you I can attack an army. With my God I can leap over any wall. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, for all the ages of ages. Amen. Please, Master, light a light to guide me and scatter my darkness. Everyone was astonished at the words of beauty that came from the Master's mouth.